With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. People will get a chance to see an Olympic sports in person this weekend. The Kiwanis Ski Club is hosting the FIS Continental Cup Ski Jumping Competition at Pine Mountain Ski Jump in Iron Mountain. WXPR's Katie Thorson gives us a preview.
Nearly 40 ski jumpers from 9 countries are competing in the Federation of International Skiing Continental Cup in Iron Mountain this weekend. Eric Hyatt is the chief of competition. Comparing it to baseball, he describes this level of competition as the AAA of ski jumping. There will be 3 nations and 4 skiers coming straight from the Winter Games in Milano for it. Typically, skiers on this tour are the ones you're going to see at the next Olympics.
So in Olympic years, for the event that we have, we end up with a strong field of World Cup ski jumpers that just happen to just miss their Olympic team, which just translates into, you know, really, really good competitions.
The Kiwanis Ski Club has been hosting the Continental Cup at Pine Mountain for more than 20 years. Hyatt encourages people to come see the competition for themselves.
To kind of imagine what it feels like if you're driving your car down the highway at 60 miles an hour and you roll down the window and you held your hand flat and just pushed it out into the wind, right? And you feel the wind on your hand, the way it moves your hand up and down. That's the feeling that you get, except it's on those skiers' bodies. So it's a pretty cool thing. And if you're out here live, getting close to the concrete steps over there, you can actually hear the skiers flying through the air. Almost sounds like a jet engine sometimes as they're cutting through the air.
12,000 to 14,000 spectators are expected at this year's competition. Hyatt says the tailgate parties rival those you'll find at Packer games. We have a link to an event schedule and ticket information at WXPR.org. Just look for this article. Katie Thorson, WXPR News.
The Republican primary for Wisconsin's 7th Congressional District got a little more crowded this week when Kevin Hermaning of Wausau joined the field. The former Marathon County GOP chair and Mosinee School Board member says he brings experience that the rest of the candidates don't have. Hermaning joins a Republican field that already includes Jesse Eben, Michael Alfonso, and Paul Wasgren. Another candidate also joined the race this week, Nina Threlfall-Baum, meaning should no candidate drop out over the next 6 months, Republicans will have 5 choices on the August 11th primary ballot. 3 Democrats are seeking the seat, Fred Clark, Ginger Murray, and Chris Armstrong. The race is wide open after incumbent Republican Congressman Tom Tiffany decided to run for governor. And just like that, access to the Apostle Islands ice caves is gone. The National Park Service shared webcam images showing the difference a day can make in breaking up the ice. Tuesday's high winds broke up all the ice along the caves. The stretch of sub-zero temperatures and calm winds that formed stable ice is unlikely to return before spring. That means the one day they were accessible on Monday will likely be the only day this season. WPR's Danielle Keating was one of the people that got to the ice caves. She reports as part of the Wisconsin News Collaborative.
Many waited hours to catch a shuttle just to make the 2 to 6 mile hike. Duluth resident Annika Borovich says the ice caves have been on her bucket list.
Like, I think this is once in a lifetime.
Some drove 5 hours or more to see them, including Madison's Nathan Grieve.
All the icicles and just the kind of majesty of that just really makes it worth the trip, I think.
And the wait was well worth it for Stone Lake's Gloria Turk.
The driplets, they were coming down, and the ice coming over the cliffs, it was just fantastic.
11-year-old Macy Durheim of Duluth put it this way.
It was kind of something out of like a fairy tale.
Danielle Keating, Wisconsin Public Radio.
If you couldn't make it out to the caves on Monday, you can find a link to photos at WXPR.org. This was the first year in more than a decade the ice caves have been accessible. The Wisconsin DNR hopes people filing their taxes will provide some extra support to protect endangered resources. Donations made to the Endangered Resources Fund on your Wisconsin tax form go to conserve rare plants and animals. The funding also helps state natural areas. In Wisconsin, more than 400 wildlife species and 300 plant species are endangered, threatened, or at risk. To make a donation, look for Endangered Resources in the Financial Donations section of your Wisconsin tax form. The Endangered Resources donation is the first line. A Wisconsin agronomist is challenging proposed solutions presented to Congress on how to address the nation's agriculture crisis. Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
A bipartisan group of industry leaders sent a letter to Congress this month warning of a potential widespread collapse of American agriculture. They called on lawmakers to exempt farm inputs from tariffs, among other proposals. But Success Okafor with the Michael Fields Agricultural Institute argues that tariffs are only part of a larger picture. Okafor adds this is a structural problem, not just a trade dispute. He emphasizes that this moment requires systemic reform rather than temporary solutions. Okafor notes as farm bankruptcies are rising, profitability is collapsing, exposing a system built on monocultures and input dependency. He says Wisconsin and Midwest farmers can survive and even thrive during market crashes by selling directly to consumers, diversifying production, and getting paid for sustainable land management. The Department of Agriculture recently announced a $700 million regenerative pilot program. Okafor says it could be transformative, but risks repeating exclusionary patterns if poorly designed. He stresses that American agriculture must be capable of withstanding future challenges rather than attempting to return to previous industry conditions. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch reporting.
For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.